I'm Drew Dawson with GPB News. Senator Lindsey Tippins has submitted his resignation as chairman of the Senate Education Committee. The West Cobb Republican told the Marietta Daily Journal that he's stepping down because of his objection to House Bill 787, which would give charter schools the average of what all school districts receive in state and local funding and in equalization, costing an additional $17.9 million a year. Tippins says there are more than a 500,000 public school students and 46 school districts that are already receiving less funding than the average charter school receives. The IRS says Coca-Cola owes more than $3 billion in back taxes, but Reuters reports that the Atlanta-based soft drink giant says the IRS previously agreed to a lower payment. Coke and other international businesses headquartered in the U.S. often work with the IRS to develop an advance pricing agreement that determines how much tax the U.S. company will owe when a foreign company buys the rights to produce their products. Gas prices in Georgia have risen an average of 8 cents per gallon over the past week. They're now the highest since Hurricane Harvey. At an average of $2.45 per gallon, March gas prices were the highest in over 4 years. The most expensive gas in Hinesville and Brunswick, the cheapest in Dade, Catoosa, and Walker counties. Well, Georgia lawmakers in Washington are split on a debate over food stamps. According to the AJC, the disagreement stems from a proposal that would increase job and work training requirements for the Supplemental Nutrition Assistance Program, known as SNAP. Democratic Representative David Scott of Atlanta says the measure would take away benefits from millions of Americans in need. Meanwhile, Republican lawmakers Austin Scott and Rick Allen support the position of Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue, who oversees SNAP, who believes food stamps should be a temporary transition, not a permanent condition. And the city of Augusta says it's working to find shelter for 26 families who have been forced out of the local hotels where they live due to a spike in room rental rates during the Masters golf tournament. City officials tell WRDW-TV they're working to place people in existing shelters first before opening additional space at a community center. The shelter will provide a safe place to sleep but won't serve food. Metro Augusta has approximately 120 hotels with more than 7,000 rooms, nearly all of which are full during the golf tournament. And Chatham is the latest county in Georgia suing drug manufacturers over the opioid crisis. WTOC reports the county claims in the suit that it spent millions of dollars addressing the issue. According to the county lawyer, there are 90 opioid prescriptions for every 100 Chatham County residents. For more GPB News, visit gpbnews.org and follow us on Facebook and on Twitter.